Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Sober is Dope. Today, I want to talk about my experience with detox and rehab. 8 years ago, I really hit rock bottom hard dealing with alcohol addiction. Okay, my name is Pop Buchanan. I'm the founder of Sober is Dope. And I just wanted to tell my story real quick because most of you may be out there dealing with addiction and may not know what to expect and why maybe a detox or rehab is necessary. So in my case, I tried many times on my own to get sober from alcohol. And every time I did it on my own, I eventually relapsed because, one, I didn't understand the science of addiction. I didn't understand why I was allergic to alcohol. I didn't understand the concept of an allergy to alcohol, because if you can't stop drinking, most likely you have an allergy, meaning that because you're allergic to alcohol, once you have a drink, it's very difficult to stop without medical intervention or medical detox. That's the first thing. Also, alcohol is also a brain disease, so it creates a lot of problems with your dopamine receptors and the way your brain processes those neurotransmitter hormones, resulting in really bad, nasty addictions and alcohol dependency. I didn't know any of that before going into treatment and actually taking an all-in approach. So I just want to start off with talking about detox. I went to a 5-day medically assisted detox, which was essential for a couple of reasons. One, I was so sick from the alcohol misuse that my body just was breaking down. You know, I could have died. And to go through that withdrawal process on my own could have been really detrimental to my health and maybe could have resulted in my death. So I'm happy that I stepped up 8 years ago and by the grace of God, dragged my butt to that detox clinic because I'm here 8 years later. But what happens when you go to detox is they give you the proper medications to help assist your body with withdrawal, right? So acute withdrawal, you're going to go through a lot of sweats. You're going to go through a lot of shakiness. You're going to have some type of tremens. There's a lot of symptoms associated with this. So medication helps. Also, I was given the right amount of vitamins, B vitamins and specific multivitamins that helped me in my process and to restore these vital nutrients to my body, which was important. So I didn't go into shock. Once I got my appetite back around day 2 or 3, I was able to eat food. So I had a healthy, balanced diet. In addition to that, I was able to sit in on groups. I was able to get a lot of rest and I was able to see a doctor and take blood. So they was able to determine what was happening within my blood, what vitamin deficiencies I had and what type of treatment would be best for me. Right. And this was extremely important. Now, imagine if I did this on my own, I may not have taken the vitamins. I mean, I would have probably got sick from the withdrawal and would have needed medications, and that could have resulted into some problems. So I was happy. After my 3rd or 4th or 5th day in detox, you have the option to either go back home or go into treatment. So the other thing that I really love and want to talk about as far as the importance of going to detox is that you get to sit with an addiction counselor and someone that can help place you into the proper treatment program or at least give you your options. So this is the point for many of us when we go through detox where we decide that, you know what, I'm just going to go back home. I feel good. I feel healthy again. I feel brand new. But the reason why rehab is important is because you eventually, after you hit what they call the honeymoon phase, that feel good, the world is mine, I'm sober again, I got this, I'm super powerful and I can do what I want, you're going to hit a wall. We call this the wall or the protracted withdrawal stage or what they call post-acute withdrawal. And this is the stage where your brain really starts to heal and you start to go through a lot of the nasty withdrawal symptoms and you start to feel kind of depressive symptoms. You feel lethargic. You feel really exhausted and crappy. And sometimes these feelings can mimic depression. And this is the stage where people tend to relapse. All right. So you're doing well the first 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5, or 5th, or 6 weeks. And then eventually you hit this wall and then you start feeling crappy and most people go back to their drug of choice. So when you go to rehab after detox, in my case, it was beautiful because it gave me a chance to continue treatment. I was able to take my blood tests every day, urine tests to determine if I was sober so I could stay in the program. That created an extra layer of accountability. But in addition to that, I was able to see a doctor every week. I was able to be on the right regimen as far as taking medications that I may have needed, vitamins. I was going to group 2 or 3 times a day. That gave me extra community. I met a lot of cool friends. I had an addiction counselor. I had a psychiatrist. I had a therapist. This is why rehab is important. because most people don't talk about the mental health components of addiction, right? So because I was dealing with depression from the loss of my dad, from a bad breakup, from a loss of a business, and from the damage that the addiction caused, I had to address the mental health aspect. So when I was in rehab, I was able to sit with a therapist and get the help for my mental health while addressing the addiction. Now, 6 months into my rehab, I'm a totally brand new person. And in addition to rehab, I also use Alcoholics Anonymous. So these are my tips. If you're dealing with addiction, you can really do good by yourself by making sure you try to get proper treatment. Don't be afraid of detox, all right? The first 3 days is the worst. Then you start to feel increasingly better. Don't sleep on rehab, because if you're a person that chronically relapses and you can't get this under control, it's really important to put yourself in a position to win. And that's why I recommend rehab and detox. And just so you know, this episode and this whole channel is not sponsored by any detox or rehab center. So I'm coming to you out of love. I'm not trying to sell you anything. I just want to share my experience, right? Why I recommend detox, why I recommend rehab, why I recommend seeing a therapist, why mental health is important in your recovery, understanding your triggers, understanding what withdrawal looks like, and why you need probably medically assisted detox and rehab. So that's my tips today. Try to look into it. If you need help in any way or motivation, check out the Sober is Dope podcast. Again, because I took these steps, I'm 8 years sober today. I don't have an urge to drink. I'm totally healed and I'm totally transformed. And I devoted my life to tell my story so I can help other people find the same success that I had, because I would be dead today if I didn't take these steps. I love you all. Good luck. Don't forget to subscribe, hit the notification bell, and check out some of our shorts and other episodes on how to stop drinking, how to stay sober, and how to stay motivated in recovery. I'm Poppy Cannon, and I'll catch you guys on the other side. Peace.